With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstrup. An initial agreement's been announced in Washington to head off a federal government shutdown.
The White House and congressional leaders say they've reached an agreement on top-line spending levels for the current fiscal year. President Biden says it puts them one step closer to preventing what he calls a needless government shutdown. Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson says it's the most favorable budget agreement Republicans have achieved in over a decade, with sharper reductions than what was in a previous deal. Congressional negotiators needed to agree on overall spending levels so that appropriators can write the bills that set the line-by-line funding for federal agencies. The funding for some was set to run out January 19th. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Also at SRNNews.com, Wisconsin's Democrat governor says former President Trump should remain on the ballot in his state.
Governor Tony Evers opposes efforts to keep Trump off the ballot in his battleground state. He says anyone who thinks the former president should be disqualified can vote against him. The Wisconsin governor also offers some advice to President Biden's re-election campaign. He tells the AP that Joe Biden must be a frequent visitor to the state and focus on issues that matter to the middle class, not just the argument about preserving democracy. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Hezbollah struck an air traffic control base in northern Israel. The Israeli military says it warns of another war with the Iran-backed militant group. The increase in cross-border fighting gives new urgency to U.S. diplomacy efforts as Secretary of State Blinken prepares to visit Israel in his latest Mideast tour. And law enforcement officers in Colorado say investigations underway into the apparent altercation between Congressional Representative Lauren Boebert and her ex-husband at a restaurant. This is SRN News. Made any New Year's resolutions?
According to a CBS YouGov poll, roughly 60% of Americans who are making resolutions say one of the things they want to do in 2024 is increase their engagement in religious activities of various sorts. Attending worship services and praying are the two most likely resolutions. However, the poll also reveals that people who want to go to church and pray more are mostly the folks who are already doing those things now. Only about one-third of Americans make any resolutions at all. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Preparations are underway for the annual March for Life in Washington, D.C. This year, the event will take place January 19th, beginning with a downtown rally and then the march to the Capitol Hill. The march continues even after the repeal of Roe v. Wade because organizers want to influence the decisions being made about abortion at the state level. Abortion will be a big issue in the elections this year. This is SRN News. Minnesota set to get a new state flag next spring.
The new flag will echo its motto of being the North Star State. It's replacing an old flag that brought up painful memories of conquest and displacement for Native Americans. The new design includes a dark blue shape of Minnesota with a North Star on it. The new seal replaces an image of a Native American riding off into the sunset while a white settler plows his field with a rifle at the ready. The seal was a key feature of the old flag, hence the pressure for changing both. John Scott reporting.
Almost every U.S. state has cut taxes in some way in the past 3 years, but that may be slowing as many states head into the new year with lagging tax revenues. Every state except Alaska and Nevada has enacted either permanent cuts, temporary suspensions, or one-time rebates on their income, sales, property, or gas taxes. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrup.